102.6 FM, Boundary Sounds.
The Breakfast Show.
Good morning and welcome on to The Breakfast Show if you've just joined us. Now, on the phone joining me this morning, I have Maddie M, who is Britain's happiest man. Good morning, Maddie.
Hi, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you describe yourself as Britain's happiest man. Why is this?
Right, the reason is I experience happiness, peace, love, gratitude every single day. I laugh a lot, I have time for my hobbies, I help people to live more successful and happy life, which gives me fulfillment, and that's the main reason, because I'm living my passion, I'm living my dream life, I call myself the happiest young man.
And why did this come about? What happened to suddenly make you feel that you need to be sort of so happy and so almost sort of love everything?
Right, well, I was born in India and I lived in poverty all my first 20 years of my life. Mm-hmm. I failed at school and college, I was depressed, I was suicidal. Then I decided to take a loan as a student, come to the UK, where I had to wash dishes. Initially, I didn't have money to buy clothes, I didn't have money to buy meals sometimes. And because English is my third language, I found it very difficult to move forward in life. But then I decided I should take control of my life, so I changed my beliefs, I changed my focus, I started implementing the psychology of the most successful and happy people in the world, and then I got a high-paying job with British Telecoms, which paid off all my debts, made my life better, and then finally I decided to leave IT, and I studied psychology at the University of Oxford, learned life coaching and other therapies to make my life better.
And you just suddenly thought to yourself, you know, this is it. It was almost the flip of a coin, really, that made you want to move here and become the happy, as happy as you are.
Yes.
So have you always believed in luck and fate and that kind of things to bring you here, that caused you to get your job, to cause you to be the man you are today?
Well, when I was in India, because traditionally there is lots of things like luck and astrology and everything else, and I did believe in those. But after coming to the UK, I thought that once we focus on something to get it, we really get it no matter what. And if we take action to it and we change our thoughts. So no, I don't believe in luck and everything now, because I'm 100% sure that if you change your beliefs, you change your thoughts and focus, you can take your life any way you want.
Now, you've written an e-book. It's called Bulletproof Belief, How to Achieve Every Goal You Set Out with set Without Fail.
Yes.
And in the book, in the introduction, in the preface, you say that there is two wolves.
Yes.
Explain what these are to the listeners.
Right, it's a tiny story about an Anglo-Indian grandfather who is talking to his grandson and saying that there are two wolves in our head, which are always fighting amongst each other. So the grandson asks, so why are these wolves fighting? Who are these wolves? And he says, one wolf is the bad one, which is all about hate and, you know, violence and negative thoughts and always depressed and things like this. And on the other side, there's a good wolf, which is happy, which is loving, which is peaceful, joyful, funny. So then the grandson thinks for a minute and says, which wolf wins, Grandpa? And then he says, the one we feed. So it's basically the wolf we feed in our mind is where our life goes.
And,
this is the story.
And what made you realize that this story was what you sort of wanted to follow, and you wanted to follow the good side of it all?
Right, after reading, you know, how people became successful from zero to where they are now, how they became happy, how the people who are high achievers, what did they do, the big leaders. And all I found was it's all the game of the mind. Even then I read the ancient wisdom from all religions, and it's all the same. It's all about our thoughts, all about our beliefs, which change our lives. So if we are in a loop of negative beliefs and thoughts, then we stay there. But if we take control and change our beliefs and thoughts, we can take our life towards success and happiness.
How did you flick that switch in your own mind and sort of go, right, I need to change the path that I'm going down, I need to think more positive? Was it a difficult switch to flick, or was it something that you found really easy to adapt to?
It was difficult because no school teaches how to be more happy and successful. And my parents didn't teach me. No one around taught me. So it was difficult to see that whatever I was doing wasn't right. And then reading about other people who are successful, I finally took a decision. The first thing was to take a decision, yes. Mm-hmm. I now need to take control of my life and change it. Because initially I thought, no, my life is bad. I'm unlucky. You know, I'm unfortunate to be there. I'm not rich. I don't have a degree. But then when I read the stories, when I attended the seminars from the successful people, they said, no, those things don't matter. So I decided, okay, I'll take control of my life. I'll change how they tell me to. And then I learned from them.
Is it a difficult thing to adapt in the 21st century? I mean, you have a whole chapter on it. Is it something, modern technology, you're constantly surrounded by computers, by high tech, by mobile phones,
yes.
by people who live a fast-paced life and basically are ground down by the workload that they have. Do you find it hard to sort of change in these years?
It is possible.
Right.
The good thing is it is possible. Yes, you need to take time out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. But there are tools and techniques, and these days, the techniques in the therapies or the techniques I mentioned in the books, they can do it quick. So you don't need, like, more than 15, 20 minutes per day. So it could be 5 minutes four times a day or 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. You do the exercises, and you can get the results.
And what kind of things do you have to do? Explain the exercises that you have to do.
Right. There are a few things. It's basically, as I said, it's about beliefs. So it's about programming your mind for success and happiness. So basically, it's one thing is self-talk. We talk to ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does that.
Yeah, we do.
And if we are talking about problems, 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 then the problems won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is we need to realize that past does not equal to the future. We take control of our life, and we change our focus deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
If our mind is going towards negative, that I was unfortunate for blah, 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 we say, no, from now on, I can make my life better. So first thing is changing the focus. And the second thing is something called affirmations, or programming your mind through positive sentences of
mm-hmm.
what you want in life.
Right.
So it depends on individual how they write those lines, and then they can repeat in their mind, so their mind then programs for what they want rather than what they don't want.
Yeah, the way it's almost like when something goes wrong and if you don't achieve your goals in, say, at work,
yes.
you constantly think on the negative. So what you're saying is you almost need to flip it and say, I can do this, I will do that.
Yes, just positive talks or positive beliefs won't make the change. You will have to do some more work,
mm-hmm.
which is mentioned in the book. And I have learned from many personal development coaches around the world. But yes, you have to change from your focus from what you don't want to what you really want to
mm-hmm.
achieve, and then find the solution to achieve it.
Do you think that the world has become a more negative place?
I would think so. On one side, yes, there are people who are contributing to the society. There are more and more, you know, charities and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, on the other side, if you look at the daily life of a common man, I believe there are more negative emotions we experience than positive. Yes.
And it almost like a balance, isn't it? It's almost like, you know, the world is sort of balanced on an edge. More people look at the world negative, more people look at the world positive, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. And it's not about that negative can go away forever. That's
mm-hmm.
not possible in real life. But it's all about how we flip from, you know, negative to positive, or how we change our focus or, you know, even our reactions.
Yeah.
How the anger, frustration, irritation, all those things can be controlled if you program your mind not to react in a certain situation.
What was the reaction from friends and family when they suddenly realized that you were doing this, that you were almost changing your own personality to be a more positive person?
The first reaction was, because it's different.
Yeah.
So, of course, their beliefs were challenged, that how can he be different from us? He's from us, you know, amongst us. So they saw the difference in me, and I started talking positive, and I won't listen to gossips which are negative
mm-hmm.
and which had no solution in them. So yes, it was different. And then few of my friends and relatives stopped talking to me. So they rarely talk to me, because I won't say, yes, everything is bad in the world and life is bad. I won't take it.
Yeah, they've sort of, because they are almost of the negative side kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the situation that it is. What kind of tips and advice can you offer people that in day-to-day life they can help achieve this positive thought process?
Right. First thing I would say is be conscious. It's about being aware of where you are, you know, where your thought process is going. So if you take control of, no, I won't focus on negative, because focusing on negative won't give me any results.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, focusing on negatives, which are negative thoughts, can give you many illnesses. Many major illnesses are caused by negative emotions, which come from negative thoughts. So one thing is take control of your focus and say, no, that's not solution-oriented thinking. I need to think on, you know, the solution side, the positive side, and see what else is possible. And other thing is, we need to remember, is success starts within us.
Mm-hmm.
And if the listeners can bulletproof their beliefs, they can make their lives happier and successful, guaranteed.
Sorry, carry on.
No, I was just saying it has worked for everyone. It has been mentioned in all the ancient wisdom, even 10,000 years ago. So it has always worked. It's just that, unfortunately, it's not taught at any school or college.
Now, you say that the friends and family have had a mixed reaction to the way you've changed your life and personality.
Yeah.
Is it something that's easily able to rub off on people that are close to you? Nowadays, in the modern age, we work in offices where people don't necessarily even know who the person sat next to them is, and have, you know, don't even know their neighbours. Is it something that can easily rub off on friends, on family, or is it the case of you have to almost self-teach them as well?
Well, it's up to them. What I have learned and what I do is, you can't force anyone to change. If they're willing to change,
mm-hmm.
then sure, you can share how you have changed or what you have read or heard from this radio show or from the book. But yes, few people will influence from you, and they would like to have the same results as you have. But then there would be people who won't see you at the same level as they are. But you always make new friends who are more like-minded. And what people suggest is, we are the average of five people we spend the most time with.
Mm-hmm.
So those five people may change, and then you will have a better friend circle who is more positive and more willing to have a better life.
And is it something that you can sort of you can almost hold a convention on to train people to do, or is it a personal thing?
Is it
a personal thing that you can change yourself? Do you have to sort of sit there in solitary confinement almost to change your beliefs, or is it something that you can teach in the masses and sort of almost hold a... You say there's nobody who can teach this, there's no college or no teacher that can teach this. Could you, as the person who sort of came to be the person that changed your own mind, is it something you can do to change other people's mind in like a conference hall or a classroom?
Yes, you can, yeah. There are lots of personal development seminars, and this is what happens, and this is what I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it can't be taught, but I'm saying, unfortunately, it isn't taught.
Right.
Yeah, it isn't taught at any conventional school or college, although it's the most important thing in life.
Do you believe that it should be? Is it something that should be incorporated into personal social health education lessons within schools, or is it a personal choice? Do you have to make it when you're an adult, or do you think you should be taught it as a child?
Well, if you ask me, yes, I would say from the beginning, because the child's mind starts programming as soon as he or she is born.
Right.
So if from beginning, if in the school curriculum, if there is something, you know, which is that, yes, things are possible, and even people who are failure have achieved, or there are biographies of successful people who have risen from very much, you know, like poverty or bad background or without any degrees. So if their mind is programmed for basics of success, or for the psychology of how human beings operate,
mm-hmm.
I think that would really help if secondary school and senior secondary school can include that in the curriculum.
It's a case then, almost, as what you're saying, is it's best to program the mind early because it's easier to program, kind of thing.
Absolutely,
then.
Because by the age of 13 or 14, it's all programmed.
Yeah, you've got your life skills ahead of you, almost. You know how to sort of stage and come over problems and errors, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's been fantastic to talk to you. It's been really, really interesting. Where can people find more information, Maddie?
Right. They can go on my website, which is bulletproofbelief.com, which is BULLETPROOF belief.com, to get more information. And even they can download a free chapter, which I've just been able to do it before this show, that they can download it. If there are any errors, just email me and I'll email them the free chapter. Or they can buy the book straight from Amazon.com.
That's fantastic. Well, Maddie, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's been a real eye-opener. And if you could sort of say to people, take one tip away from this interview, what would it be?
I would say, believe that past does not equal to the future. If you take control of your life today, you can create the life of your dreams. It's your responsibility, basically. Life is our responsibility. We can change it anytime. The material is available. It's all there. So just change it. And I wish all the listeners a rich, happy and healthy life.
That's brilliant. Maddie, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
102.6 FM, Boundary Sounds.
The Breakfast Show.